Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Devahuti's Lamentation, Text 9. Evam bruvanam abalakila yoga maya. Vidya vichakshanam aveksha gatadhirasit samprashraya pranaya vivalaya gireshad vridava loka vilasad dasatana maha. Oh, thank you, Sulochani. Merci beaucoup. What a nice girl. Hare Krishna. Translation. Upon hearing the speaking of her husband, who excelled in knowledge of all kinds of transcendental science, innocent Devahuti was very satisfied. Her smiling face shining with a slightly bashful glance, she spoke in a choked voice because of great humility and love. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said that if one is already engaged in Krishna consciousness and is rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord, then it can be supposed that he has finished all the recommended courses of austerity, penance, religion, sacrifice, mystic yoga and meditation. Devahuti's husband was so expert in the transcendental science that there was nothing for him to argue about. And when she heard him speak, she was confident that since he was very much advanced in devotional service, he had already surpassed all transcendental educational activities. She had no doubt about the gifts offered by her husband. She knew that he was expert in offering such gifts, and when she understood that he was offering the greatest gift, she was very satisfied. She was overwhelmed with ecstatic love, and therefore she could not reply. Then, with faltering language, just like an attractive wife, she spoke the following words. Evam bruvanam apalakila yoga maya vidya vichakshanam aveksha gatadhirasit samprashraya pranaya vivalaya gireshad vridava loka vilasad dasatana naha. Upon hearing the speaking of a husband who excelled in knowledge of all kinds of transcendental science, innocent Devahuti was very satisfied. Her smiling face shining with a slightly bashful glance, she spoke in a choked voice because of great humility and love. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Niravishesha Shunyavari Pastuchadishdharani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vachkapataruvyasya kripa sindhu vyavacha padidhanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo. Kardama Muni, very advanced devotee, and Srila Prabhupada is making the point in the purport that simply on the basis of that understanding, that someone, anyone, is a very advanced devotee of the Lord, then one can understand that such an advanced devotee is already fully qualified, sufficiently qualified in all the preliminary aspects of dharma, religiosity, yoga practice, and other related matters. Just as that, well, there are different examples. If you meet someone and they have a PhD, then you understand they already have masters, and what it took to get the masters, they're qualified in that. Whatever that it took to get a bachelor's degree, they're already qualified in that. Whatever it took to get a higher school certificate, whatever other things there may be in the educational field, they've already done that and become sufficiently qualified in that. Otherwise, if they had not, then they would not be standing here with the PhD in their hands. One example. Another example Srila Prabhupada gave is that if you have $1 million, you already have $10, $100, $1,000, etc. It's just automatic like that. And it's true. It's quite true. So, the development of a person in terms of dharma and all other types of activities, related activities, the development of dharma, it often takes some time. Yes. Of course we know Krishna consciousness can be developed in one lifetime. Very good. But Srila Rupa Goswami, at the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, he makes the point that this cultivation, this development of Krishna consciousness is often a very gradual thing over many lifetimes. And on that basis, we can appreciate that what we see, what is visible today or in this lifetime in a person, in a devotee, or for that matter, any person really, that it is a product, very likely a product of what was done in previous lifetimes. But of course we cannot see the previous lifetimes, so we cannot see that they did it directly. But just as in terms of these examples which you have mentioned about someone getting a university degree, then we may have just met them, we may not have seen how they were in high school and how they did all those things and how they graduated. We may not have seen that. But just because they have the PhD, bona fide qualification, then we must understand they already did those things. So similarly, if we see, well, Krishna consciousness is such a thing that it is the ultimate of all qualifications of dharma. So someone who has become fully qualified, advanced in Krishna consciousness, they must have already have done all the preliminary things, even though we cannot see, perhaps, in this lifetime. And even a further development of that understanding is that simply by becoming Krishna conscious, they have already surpassed those preliminary qualifications. So if somehow they became advanced in Krishna consciousness, even without doing those things, still, effectively, we can appreciate that they must be able to do those things. You know, I suppose it's very unusual, but it happens. Some people don't get like Tamal Krishna Goswami was a type of example to some degree. He went back to university in his early old age, actually. Perhaps he was, I don't know, 50 or something like that. Somehow or other, anyway, he decided to go back to university. He had already studied a little bit many years before, when he was young. But all those, whatever, he had not achieved a degree, it was just some very early stages of getting a degree. So all those credits and things had expired. But he came in and he met with the authorities there and spoke with them, and he impressed them so much that they let him go straight into some sort of PhD, master's PhD program, even though he didn't have the sort of undergraduate things. Yeah. And then, you know, as he was progressing, they saw he was getting the highest marks of anybody, if I remember correctly. Even in the history of the university, he was getting the highest marks. So effectively, he was qualified, even though he didn't have the qualification. So that may also, that possibility may also be there in Krishna consciousness, that a person may actually not have gone through all the yajnas and the whatever it may be, karma kandiya and lower forms of yoga, ashtanga yoga, karma yoga, and so on and so forth. But just because they have become Krishna conscious now means that effectively they have those qualifications and they don't need to. We don't need to worry about it. So Krishna consciousness is like this, and Kardama Muni was like that. In our cases, we don't know. You have all become devotees. But we cannot see your previous lifetimes. But it may be, actually, that you have been through those processes. In fact, it may be that you haven't also, that we can't say. We can't say. But we do know that there's no need for you to go through those things, and that when it comes to understanding what is austerity, what is penance, what is karma kandiya, what is the process of yajna, then just through being a devotee, at least if you become nicely situated as a devotee, then you can speak authoritatively on austerity, on karma kandiya. You become an authority on that subject, and you can establish the principles of those activities just because of your Krishna consciousness, by dint of your Krishna consciousness, you will be able to give the most authoritative understandings on those lower processes, even better than someone who is currently involved in them and may be an expert in them on that level. So Krishna consciousness works like that. It works like that. And Devahuti, when she heard Karadama speaking about, in a general sense, and leading up to this point of her engaging in devotional service wholeheartedly and like that, When she heard him speak like that, then she, Prabhupada mentions here, she became confident that if I just take shelter of him and follow his instructions, that will be sufficient, because he is already more than qualified in any other preliminary things, any other desirable things, activities, processes. He's already fully qualified. And therefore she was confident, she had no doubt, that if I take shelter of you, then I will myself receive the highest things. I will not need to go back and go through those processes. I myself will receive the higher things, the highest things. And I'll come to that platform myself. So this is called faith. That confidence that she has, no doubt, that conviction. This is called faith or shraddha. And Lord Chaitanya, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he talks about shraddha, faith, the same faith in Krishna consciousness. Shraddha shabde vishvas kahe sudridad nischoy krishne bhakte kaile sarva karma kritahai. It's an important verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya is giving a definition. What is faith? Shraddha shabde. This word, faith, shabde means word, term, expression. Shraddha shabde vishvas kahe sudridai nischoy. This word faith means that one accepts completely that Krishna bhakti kaile, simply through Krishna bhakti, sarva karma krita hai. Sarva karma, all other activities, krita, the benefit, the result. Sarva karma krita, faith. This term, faith, means the conviction that complete acceptance, that simply through rendering devotional service, whatever results could be achieved through any other any and all other activities, can be and will be achieved, and more. And more. Because through all the other activities, karma kandi, you can go to the heavenly planets, some sort of philosophical speculation, austerity, that sort of thing. You may go into the Brahman, into Brahmajyoti, Brahman realization, and so on. They all have different types of results, material or spiritually even, but in a preliminary type of spiritual sense, Brahman realization particularly, sometimes Paramatma realization. So through Krishna consciousness you can get all those things. You can get all those things. Plus you can get more. What is not available through the other activities, you can go back home, back to Godhead, Goloka Vrindavan Da, and enter your eternal loving relationship with Krishna. That is not available through the other activities. It is available through Krishna consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya says, this is faith. Real faith. This type of acceptance, conviction, determination like that. This is real faith. So Devahuti had that faith. How did she have that faith? Where do you get that faith from? Well, Srila Prabhupada explains in Bhagavad Gita, faith comes through association. If you associate with people, any people really, and if you accept their association, if you become submissive to their influence, then you will develop faith in them. And the manifestation of that will be you will follow them and you will become like them. And so therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, but it's also even accepted on the material level. If you associate with drunkards, you become a drunkard. If you associate with people who do not smoke, then even if you are a smoker, it's very possible that you may become a non-smoker and so on like that. through association. Association is very powerful. But of course, it necessitates accepting their association, becoming submissive to their association, and hearing them very seriously and like this. So then you become influenced. Now we, of course, I met the devotees yesterday, three of them. They're doing apparently full-time book distribution, basically. So that means they're associating with the non-devotees a lot. It means every day, if they really are doing it full time, every day at least 5-6 days in a week, sometimes 7, they're going out and mixing with those people for hours every day. We used to go out in the good old days. We'd be on the street by 9 in the morning. And we wouldn't be off the street till 5. Yeah. So they are, the Sankirtan devotees are associating with those people, ordinary people, materialistic people. But because the devotees are not accepting their association, they're not becoming submissive to their association, but rather the devotees are giving their association. And even if they speak to the person and listen to the person a bit, person explains who they are, what they're doing, and things of that sort, even if they do like that, but still the devotee is only listening to them in the context of presenting Krishna consciousness and not in the sense Hare Krishna Bienvenu Kimanya Tulamon. So the devotee is only listening to them in the context of Krishna consciousness with a view to perhaps, you know, if they hear that the person has some interest in this or that, or with the view of somehow then relating that with Krishna. So the devotees are not accepting their association. Therefore they don't become like them. but rather many of those people become like the devotees, become devotees in due course, because they are accepting the association of the devotees, therefore they take the book. Then they read the book, they accept the association of Prabhupada via the book. Many of them become devotees. So it works like that. Yes, association. Association. One becomes like, in fact, it practically will not be possible to avoid becoming like whoever one accepts the association of. So we find, for example, many people, like in our temple in Durban, in Chatsworth, we have many workers, African people, and a few Indian people, but more African. And they're cleaning and doing things like that. And getting some of the devotees association. And we see, they start becoming devotees. All of them, actually, some actually become devotees, and one just got initiated a little while ago. Yeah, interesting. But even if they don't come to that point, but still, they become to some degree, you can see they're becoming devotees, they're showing some qualities, using some of the language and the terms, and it's interesting. Our two security guards at our temple in Phoenix, Durban, are chanting 16 rounds a day. They're chanting 16 rounds a day. They're just security guards. Right. So anyway. So Devahuti, though, the point in this regard is Devahuti had the association of Karadharma. Not for a long time, but some association. And through hearing from him and accepting his association, she understood, this is my husband. She is not one of these very modern girls who, you know, this is my husband. Well, he better do what I say if he wants to be my husband. Otherwise, I'll get another one. Trade him in. I read a joke, if I could just mention it. I thought it was quite funny. People were lining up. It's not exactly a Christian joke. People lining up to go to heaven. And the men, there's a women's queue and a men's queue. And whoever's managing things there comes and said, okay, we want two lines of the men. We want one line, those of you who do whatever your wife would tell you to do. You form one line. And the rest of you who were not just doing whatever your wife said, you can go in the other line. So all the men went in the line where they did what their wives told them. And one man was in the line of sort of the independent thinkers. And so the manager came and said, look at all you. You know, what sort of men are you? You want to come into heaven? How can you come into heaven? But look at him, just one. He's an independent thinker. He is not just submissive to his wife. He's a real man. And then he asked the man, said, tell me about yourself. Why did you choose to come in this line? Tell me about how you used to deal with your wife and why you're in this line. And the man said, well, the reason I'm in this line is because my wife told me to stand in this line. Ha 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 Anyway, excusez moi. Don't worry. You're different because you're devotees. And it's just a joke. But she understood, this is my husband. She accepted him as such. And then he instructed her. That's what he's been doing, instructing her. And through that association, accepting his association, she already, you know, she was a cultured young woman brought up in a very pious family, followers of Dharma. So she understood many of these things. And when he spoke to her, she understood that faith arose. He's qualified. He is qualified. I will do whatever he says. He's fully qualified. She understood that. That faith arose. And we also had that experience with Srila Prabhupada. And we were not coming from some sort of dharmic background at all. But after hearing from Srila Prabhupada for some time, the devotees understood, yes, we can surrender to him because he's so fully qualified. He's completely qualified in the science of life. We don't need anything beyond what he gives us. And that's what the devotees did. So this is what Devahuti is doing. She is going through, or has gone through, you could say, the process of accepting Karadharma, not just as husband in the pious sense, but actually as spiritual master. Yeah? She has gone through the process and come to that point now of acceptance. And this is what she's going to express in the verse tomorrow. With great conviction and great feeling, she's going to express her realizations along those lines. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.